You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Lanch for morning day three of our ministers' conference. Steve, will you lead us in prayer?
We just praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the extraordinary grace that you have extended unto us. We thank you, Lord, for the mercy that you have extended unto us. And Lord, now we need to be strengthened to be able to go forward, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll open up our hearts and minds to receive your word this day. May that faith cometh as we hear your word this day, and strengthen us to do thy will. We ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yep.
Praise God. Is there hunger in your heart today?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's good to be here. Don't often get a chance to be with my brothers and sisters in the Fisherman's Ministry. It's just, I'm thankful for the opportunity and the people that made it happen. Thanks, Scott, for getting me out here this year. It's a blessing to me. I need to be here. I need to be with my brothers and sisters. If we have that hunger in our heart for the Lord Jesus Christ, don't you want to share that with other people? And how do we do that? How do we do that? I'm going to be in Luke chapter 6 this morning. Luke chapter 6. If we have that love of Jesus, we got to show it to other people. You know, there's the people out there in the world and Christians today, there's a gap between us that's getting wider and wider and wider. We should be different than those people that are out there in the world. We should be treating people differently. Let's start with verse 27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them that despitefully use you. That goes against human nature. Somebody wrongs you or does something to offend you, what does the world do? They want retribution. They want to get even with that people. That's not showing the love of Jesus Christ, the love of God. And as him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. I don't know about you, but you can hit me anywhere in my body but my face. If you smite me on my cheek, I'm going to want to take your head off. That's going to really tick me off. Praise God. That's the flesh speaking. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Golden rule. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. It's easy to forgive people whom you love when they offend you because you love them. It's hard to forgive people whom don't love and they don't love you. They're using you, deceiving you, abusing you. Hard to forgive them, is it not? What did Jesus do when he was being crucified? Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. Amen?
Amen?
When they despitefully use us, particularly if we're for something we're doing for the Lord, if we're serving the Lord, and for that they're abusing us, and we forgive them, can't we forgive them? If we don't forgive them, then it's pride. We're hanging on to this flesh, and we care what other people think of us. We should not care what people think of us. We should be pointing everyone to him, Jesus Christ. Amen? And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful, to the evil. Don't you want to be the children of the highest?
Amen.
Amen. So do these things. Show that love of God. Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. That's really where I want to go. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, forgive my debts as I forgive those offend me, or my debtors. You're forgiven as you forgive other people. That means in the same way, the same manner. So if you want to be forgiven of your sins, behooves you to forgive others. Be merciful. And as you extend mercy unto others, you are building up mercy for yourself. I certainly know I need it. Do you also? Amen. So show the love of God to those out there. That's how you reach people. Not necessarily by what you say, but your actions and your deeds, and how you treat other people. And it's going to be a vast difference if you love them. If you love them, then you're going to share the gospel with them. And I oftentimes pray for opportunities, share the gospel with people. And when I see the Spirit of the Lord moving and opening up that door, that's when I jump on it. That's when I go with it. Share that love. So go out there today and share God's love.
Thanks, Rick. Anybody know what it is to be awestruck? Anybody ever have that experience? Because if you haven't had that experience, you don't know Jesus.
And it really is an experience of extraordinary power. Power that will blow you out of your shoes. And if you've met Jesus and you know him, you probably got a pretty good idea that he can fix everything. Everything that is wrong with you and with everything else everywhere. And that's what he wants to do. So why do so many people who are Christians, and I think there's people out there that are really Christians, why do they not grasp on to that awesome power of God? What is it that stops you from receiving that awesome power of God, that power with which he creates in you a new creature? What is it that stops you from being that new creature? There's only one thing. It'd be nice to blame it on all the people that rained on your parade all your life. It'd be fun to blame it. It'd be nice to blame it on Satan. You, the old man. The scripture is filled with talk about the old man. What is it you see in yourself when you look at the old man? I spent several years being somewhat tangled up in the old man. And I think at first it was about, I wanted all the wrong stuff. I did all the wrong stuff. But I understood, at least through the basics of the gospel, that my works weren't going to fix that. And praise God, I heard the simple word of faith, and I hung on long enough, in spite of the fact that I passed through some very dark times. And I said, what is it for you that holds you back? For me, when I actually felt like I crossed the threshold and God really began to work in my life once again, that created me a clean heart, renew a right spirit in me, was just about an hour after the time, I realized just how much of a disaster I was and how much of a disaster I still am. And I didn't just realize it because of what I did. And this is kind of a thing that happened inside of me. I don't know how it is for anybody else. I can only talk about what happened to me. I am a creature of sensual passions. That doesn't mean I want to do the horizontal mambo with everyone I see. It means that I'm driven by my feelings. As long as God's making me feel good, I'll serve him and worship him. But if I'm not feeling good, I'm not going to have a whole lot of good to say about God, and I'm not going to be happy, and I'm going to be all tangled up and messy. And I realized that even as I worshiped the Lord, that was what I was after. I was after something for me. And I said, oh my gosh, everything I do is about me. Everything. Including my service to God, such as it is. And then, it might have been an hour or so later, the power of God began to move in my life again. It was as if my heart started beating again. And that's awesome. I mean, look, raise the dead, heal the sick, cast out devils. Watch God in you make a new creature. And be that person. But if you haven't been awestruck, if you haven't been to the place where you realize that the creator of the universe has opened a door for you to walk into eternity out of a prison that lasts a few years. If you don't get how big that is, if you haven't understood the power and love that's been set before you, if you're not awestruck by that, I don't think you'll ever get it. I don't know as you'll ever get it. I know I wouldn't have got it. And it was the preaching of the power of God in this fellowship and the movement of the Spirit of God among these brethren and sisters that taught me about the awesome power of Jesus Christ, the simple word of faith. And I praise God for that word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was a good word, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, you know, there's two things. Brother Davies stood up here and in a few words hit a couple keys that one thing I don't want people to do is to leave here without remembering them and meditating upon them and going forward in them. One of the keys was over in Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. And I want to come back to that for a moment. You guys will remember this. He said, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Okay, so we have one witness. It's by the faith of Jesus Christ, not even your faith. Now, I want to come back to that in a moment, but let's go on. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Jesus Christ again. So we got the two witnesses right there. It's by Jesus' faith that we are saved. And I want you to hear that. I mean, I don't know about you, but one of the biggest struggles I have is I look at my faith. Davey was talking about conditions. Praise God. That can be an issue. But another part of it to me is I just look at my faith, and my faith stinks. My faith seems to stink all the time. I don't know about yours, but I mean, my faith, I start whenever I'm called to do something of God, my faith always seems to fall short of how can I do that? Did anybody else ever experience that? I mean, I experience it all the time. It sucks. I don't like that. And when I choose to believe my faith, I falter. I fail. I draw back. But the key is, look, it's not about my faith. Praise God it's not about my faith. If it were about my faith, I would have no hope. But I can believe in the faith of Christ. I can believe in the sufficiency of Christ's faith. And I want to turn over to Romans 8, because Romans 8 is where the other verse that Brother Davey was preaching about. And what happens, I just want you to understand a thing. What happens is, and you'll see it. I mean, if you guys can hear this word, you will see it. When you swap, when you kind of throw the switch, which is you don't rely on your own faith, but you rely on him and his faith and his ability, all of a sudden the thing that you can't see yourself doing, you know you can do. You know you can do. And so you then press forward, or you press forward to that mark. Not because your faith has changed, but because you've flipped the switch and it's no longer about your sorry, corrupt faith that can't seem to get it done, but rather it's in him. And this is what it is when we talk about walking in the Spirit. And it's interesting that in Romans 8, where the other verse Brother Davey was talking about comes from. Because, of course, we all know, you know, Romans 8, 1, which is, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, when we walk by faith, by his faith, where are we? We're in him. And we're not walking after the flesh. See, you don't even realize that when you're trying to do it in your faith, then who's done it? You. Salvation is the work of God, not the work of man. All right? It's not your work, it's his work. But let's go down. So it says over here, it's in verse... Hmm. Where was that? Which verse is it here? Is it 25? Let me see. Nope. I'm looking for the one about faith cometh by hearing. It's in here.
That's 10.
Okay. 10.
10, 17.
Oh. I thought for sure when I was looking on it today, I saw it in 8. If it was in 10, praise God. Let me look in 10.
17.
Okay, yep. It is 10. But I want to go to 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? See, the way that that faith cometh unto you is you believe the report. When you believe the report, God plants his faith in you.
Amen.
He plants his faith in you, and he has perfect confidence in his faith's ability to complete the work.
Amen.
So, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I don't know about you, but as for me, that gives me an extraordinary hope. That gives me an extraordinary hope. When I'm standing out and seeking to press forward and seeking to step out, and I realize, and I feel inadequate, I feel like I can't do it, I feel like I'm not good enough, I feel like all the other different things that come against me. I have the fears come against me, and I think, but, you know, there's giants, you know. What do people think? Or there's all of these different things. Every single one of those enemies, every single high thing that exalteth itself against the word of God is broken. Is broken and becomes nothing by that faith of Jesus Christ. So let us hear that word. Let us receive that engrafted word. Let us receive it. And let that word of God, which is Jesus, complete that work. Let him transform us. Let him turn our hearts, that are hard as a stone, may he make them soft once again, suitable for that word to take root in and have roots that go downward and bloom and bear fruit. Heavenward. Amen?
Amen.
I could sing of your love forever. Ooh. See.
Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to
All right, well, praise the Lord. We will be back at 7. And for those who are listening online, we look forward to hearing from you. And if you're listening to this afterwards, please get in touch. Lord's working a work, and he's bringing a people together. Don't resist him. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.